Well, we'll see, you know, how it goes throughout the week. But, you know, guys are playing hard and playing with good pad level, get good energy in there. You know, it's not perfect, but that's why we're, you know, back to the drawing board today and in the meetings and in practice. And so I feel good about that group, continue to, you know, to work to get better each and every day. You know, good approach, and coaches are working hard, and, you know, we've been really focusing on just getting off the ball. You know, getting off the ball and getting penetration and seeing a little and reading our keys and hitting it up there. And so it's been a good week so far. Yeah, just, you know, technique and fundamentals, getting more guys to the ball. We missed some tackles, so we learn from it and move on. And want to be a good tackling defense. And so that's an area of emphasis for us this week. And then we'll just keep going. Yeah, sometimes there were some misfits. And so those are things we have to get cleaned up. And typically, when you see something like that, it is a misfit or a missed tackle or something like that, because pretty much, you know, everything we do is sound and solid. And every run's accounted for, every gap's accounted for. So typically, those are things you can fix because there's no mystery to it. You know, this is where we need to be, and it's what we need to do to execute. And then you learn from it and move on. How much time do you have?
A few days.
A few days. No, he's a huge challenge because he's a mismatch and nightmare. You know, he runs like a wide receiver, a fast wide receiver. He's got excellent catch radius. You know, he's a fierce competitor. The quarterback looks for him. And he feels like every ball thrown to him, he should catch it. And so he's very effective. And so whether he's in the core or he's split out in the slot or the number one receiver out wide, you know, he's everywhere. And they do a great job with formations, you know, just in general in their scheme. You know, Sean and those guys, they do a phenomenal job of shifts and formations and, you know, different types of looks and trying to create mismatches. And so, you know, that's a huge challenge for us. Well, you know, he was very productive in the game. He got off the ball well. He played with good pad level. He played with good energy. And he's been doing that. And so it actually showed up in some plays that are very, very noticeable. But he's been doing that for a couple of weeks now, just being effective and factoring in on plays, run and pass. And so we just want to continue to improve with him and that group and continue to move forward together, you know, as a defense. So the things we need to improve on, obviously, are some run fits and our split safety and our eight-man fronts, and then also our tackling. Want to continue to improve on third down, which we've done the past couple of weeks, win in special situations. And that's what we're out here to do this week. And we're really just focused on getting those things done and learning from our mistakes and moving forward. And it was an excellent attitude today with these guys coming in. Guys are very, very focused, very deliberate about the work today. And so that's what it's all about. On to the next one. Well, you know, he's a very poised quarterback. He's got tremendous command of the offense. He's one of the most fierce competitors in the game today. And he's seen just about every look that you can give him defensively. So he just does a great job. And so we just have to try to eliminate the explosive plays, stop the run. And when we get a chance to get off the field on third down, get off the field. And if we have an opportunity to take the ball away, we need to do that. But he's a hard guy to stop, obviously. I think he's got 100-plus rating, you know, this season already. And he's one of the best guys that – best quarterbacks to ever play this game, and so it's not an easy task, and there's no easy fix on that. Well, you know, first of all, we have to find a way to stop the run and eliminate the explosive passes, eliminate the yards after the catch. They do a great job with the throw and catch and then run after the catch, and then we have to do a great job of getting off the field on third down. And so, you know, that's the key, and that's pretty much like that, you know, week in and week out. And like I've said every week, and I'll continue to say that every week, you know, you see it. You know, teams have firepower. I mean, it just doesn't stop. It's just a relentless deal in the National Football League week in and week out. Guys do a great job putting their teams together, and they, We're going to face great quarterbacks and guys that can make you miss in space and match up issues at the tight end position and speed out wide out and offensive lines that come off the ball and fight you and scrap you. And so that's what it is. And so, no, this week's no different.